Welcome to Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 1, Mishnah 3. One of the beautiful things about learning Sanhedrin, or really learning everything, is Sanhedrin has so many different topics in it. And even though we're learning a Mishnah about how many judges are necessary, but when it comes to judging certain things, we get the opportunity to really learn about many different mitzvahs and aspects of the Torah. So let's get right into it. Smicha Zekenim, giving smicha, ordination, to the elders. Ve'arifas egla, and arifas egla bishlosha, one needs three judges. What is arifas egla? So here is a concept in the Torah called egla arufa, which means to say the following. If, let's say, a dead person is found somewhere in the wilderness between two cities, and we're not sure what happened to this person, looks like he was killed. So the law is that we have to measure from the distance from this person to the nearest city. So let's say he's in between two cities. We measure which city is closer. And then there's a whole ceremony that the elders of the city have to do where they come to the spot where the fellow was killed. And there's almost like a confession that they say that we should have had somebody accompany him and he would have been safer. It's our responsibility, etc., etc. And then the ultimate atonement is by kind of killing a calf in atonement for a kapara for this. Now that had to be done, the measuring had to be done with at least three judges to ascertain which town is a town that's responsible. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, these are the words of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda argues by Chamisha, he says that both, to give rabbinic ordination to the elders, as well as this Egla Rufa concept, when we find the dead person, one needs five. I just want to point out that when we speak about smicha, it doesn't mean the smicha, the rabbinic ordination that's given nowadays. That is a much lower level of ordination. But smicha, that when we speak about in the Mishnah and the Gemara, was a type of ordination which traces its root and its authenticity all the way back to Matan Torah. So that was a much more substantial ceremony. The Mishnah continues, Hachalitza vehame unin bishlosha. Chalitza has to be done with three. What is chalitza? So the Torah teaches us, if let's say you have a young couple that is married without any children, and then God forbid the husband passes away, there is a mitzvah on the brother of the husband, the surviving brother of the husband, to marry the widow. Now, let's say the widow wants to marry him and she wants to marry her by Torah law. That marriage happens and that's called Yibum and it's a mitzvah. But let's say they don't want to get married to one another. Either of the two don't want to get married. So there's a special ceremony called chalitza, or the removal of the shoe, where there's a special shoe that's used and the shoe is removed. And she removes the shoe off his feet and she spits in front of him, etc., etc. It is a ceremony which is a little bizarre, but is actually done nowadays. It's very uncommon, but it is done as well. So the Mishnah teaches us that has to be done with at least three people. What is miyun? So miyun, we know, is the following. If let's say we have a girl that's an orphan, she's a young girl, and her father passes away, and it's her mother and her brothers who are behind, and they really can't take care of her, they're allowed to marry her off. Now that marriage is only rabbinic. If she decides she doesn't want to be married anymore, she just has to come to the court and say, I refuse to be married, no get or anything needed, but there has to be at least three judges when she does that. The Mishnah continues, Neter Revai, the planting in the fourth, also needs to be done with three. What is Neter Revai? So we know the laws like this. So a person plants a tree, even nowadays, even in East Brunswick, New Jersey, and it's a brand new fruit tree. The first 3 years are called Arla. One cannot eat the fruits of that tree. In the fourth year, during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, one would bring those fruits up and they would eat it in Yerushalayim, they would eat it in Jerusalem. Now the law is that somebody, let's say, he has a whole tree worth of fruit. He lives in Tzvas and he has a whole tree worth of apples. And it would be very difficult for him to transport them and eat them all in Jerusalem. He can redeem them. Now there's a special formula for how he redeems them. We do deduct some of the expenses. That formula, that assessment, has to be done in a court of three. Similarly, Maser Sheni, Shein Dam of Yaduin, Bishlosha. Maser Sheni, we know the law is like this, that a person has to give many different tithes. There's one type of tithe, which is called Maser Sheni, the second tithe. And in certain years in this sabbatical cycle, that Maser is brought by the owner and eaten in Yerushalayim. Let's say that the fruit that he was supposed to bring up rots or gets ruined, and he doesn't know how much it is. There was a special assessment that was done in the court, and that money would have to be brought and used in Yerushalayim. That assessment has to be done with three. Ha'ekdeshos b'shlosha. If somebody donates something to the Beis HaMikdash, to the temple in Jerusalem, and now wants to redeem him, we need at least three judges to assess and evaluate the worth of the object that was donated in order to be able to redeem it. Ha'arachin ha'metaltalin b'shlosha. The Torah teaches us that a person can say the following statement, Erech ploni alai. The value of this person is upon me to donate to the Beis HaMikdash, to the temple. And he has to give a specific amount of the value of that person. Now the Torah prescribes the basic value of each of those people. Now let's say the fellow who donated it has no money, and he wants to donate some movable objects. I don't know. He has dishes or something like that that he'd like to donate to the Beis HaMikdash instead of the value, the actual cash itself. So the law is that he has to go to court. The court has to make an assessment, and they have to ascertain that his dishes or whatever the movable objects are sufficient, and what the price is for him to donate for the erech, for the value of that person that he committed to donate. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Echa mehan kohen, one of those judges has to be a kohen. And he learns it out from a verse in the Torah. The Mishnah similarly says, Hakarkos, let's say a person donated the value of somebody to the Beis HaMikdash, but he doesn't even have movable objects. All he has is real estate. When they redeem that real estate, when they assess that real estate, it has to be done with, says the Mishnah, the Hakarkos, and the movable objects, Tisha the Kohen. One needs 9 judges, and one of them has to be a Kohen. The Adam Kayotze Bahem. If, let's say, a person donates the value of somebody, he says, the actual value of that person is upon me to donate to the Beis HaMikdash. So that we don't use a prescribed amount in the Torah. We actually have to assess how much this person's actual value is. And how do we do that? We need to have 10 people, 9 judges, and one of them, 9 plus 1 additional who is a Kohen, and then we can redeem them. Wishing you an amazing, wonderful week.